Today on Gardening in a Minute, outdoor kitchens. Outdoor kitchens can make entertaining more fun, since they let your guests sit and enjoy the garden while you prepare dinner. An outdoor kitchen can be as simple as a patio area with a few comfortable chairs and an outdoor grilling area. Or it can be a luxurious freestanding structure that houses a sink, a full-size refrigerator, and even a brick oven. Simpler versions typically rely on propane-powered grills to handle the cooking duties. Larger kitchens can be more complicated to build and may require you to install electrical and water lines. Be sure to consult the building code or hire a licensed contractor. If you have the room, an outdoor kitchen can make your garden an even better spot to entertain and increase your home's value. For more information about outdoor kitchens and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, pruning ornamental grasses. Ornamental grasses are wonderful additions to your landscape, but they may need a little pruning to keep a neat appearance. Since many grasses keep their showy flower stalks through the winter, wait to prune until late winter or early spring, just prior to new shoot growth. In North and Central Florida, prune ornamental grasses in February and March. In South Florida, you may wish to cut back or trim ornamental grasses in January or February. For deciduous grasses like some miscanthus, the old foliage may be completely removed with a chainsaw or head shears. For evergreen grasses like Fakahatchee grass, the ragged dead leaves can be removed by combing the grass with a pitchfork. Keep your ornamental grasses looking good by pruning when needed. For more information about ornamental grasses and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, dog-proofing the landscape. You can't completely dog-proof a landscape, but you can take steps to help your dog and your yard coexist. Keep dogs out of vegetable gardens or flower beds with sturdy fencing, or build raised beds using landscape timbers or concrete blocks. If dogs relieve themselves on the lawn, try flushing the grass immediately with water to help prevent brown spots. Dogs like to patrol, so consider creating a path along your fence line. If you have a dog who likes to dig in your favorite bed, you can bury wire mesh under the soil as a deterrent. With patience, you can even train a dog to avoid walking through certain beds or to take care of its business on specific mulched or graveled areas. Finally, play with your dog often to help keep it happy and out of trouble. For more information about landscaping and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Florida pines. Florida is host to many different pine trees, several of which can work well for homes with ample planting space. The loblolly pine is the largest and can grow up to 150 feet tall. Once established, this tree is very drought tolerant. The slash pine can get up to 100 feet tall and 4 feet in diameter. It grows well in a wide range of settings. The sand pine is a small tree, usually less than 25 feet in height. It grows mostly in the sandy coastal soils of the peninsula. Many pines grow rapidly and all provide pleasant dappled shade, plus fallen needles make a great mulch. It's best to locate pines away from driveways and homes since they can drip sap and drop cones. So if you have the room, consider planting one of these favorite Florida natives. For more information about trees and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, treating cold-damaged plants. January and February are the coldest months in Florida, and plants can be damaged by low temperatures. But with your help, cold-damaged plants can often recover. After a freeze, see if your plants are dry. Even injured plants need water. Don't prune cold-damaged plants right away. The dead foliage looks bad, but will help insulate plants from further injury. In the spring, assess the extent of the damage by scraping the bark with your fingernail. Cold-injured wood will be black or brown under the bark. To be certain where to prune, wait until plants begin to sprout new growth. Once the danger of frost has passed, an application of fertilizer can help speed recovery. So don't give up on your plants. They might surprise you. For more information about cold damage and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.